Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Sports 2030, a major government policy. It was the first national policy on sport, rebranding a few organisations, moving them up into the service area, expanding the definition of a sport to include any time you get out of the chair, bringing a few things into sport, that it's got to benefit economic activity and stuff like that. There's a 80-page policy document. This is episode 2. Episode 1's read through the ministers and the chair's statement, produced a few interesting tidbits where you want to know a bit more information. $83 billion is what it's going to be of benefit for us, and obviously possibly annually, I suppose, benefit. I don't know what exactly that means. Then you read the statements. You can read that statements have been written by different people in different styles. So the minister's statement's got a very fixed paragraph length, a very fixed structure. That mirrors the actual head of the organisation's style, which is Sports Australia. It used to be the Australian Sporting Commission. It's had a rebranding. There's a little bit of information and detail there, a repeat of certain aspects between goals and going through. Basic principles. One principle is that we're going to stamp out corruptions in here, associated with big betting and fixing sport environments, how that's all linked together, how the cogs actually all get together. It's hard to understand. There's a story, a general idea of becoming more a management organisation, and it pushes things out to service. But there's the actual lecturing people, getting people to sign documents on governance, but not necessarily governance flowing through. And that's where one organisation delivers, another organisation checks the quality of it. So you've got those two things coming across. So you can create a marketplace of it. At the moment, I'd say that, as far as I can read it, governance is nominal and by devolving governance roles, it's creating potential monopolies in what's going on. Well, that's just as a scientist reading in across it. And the aim of this is just general podcasting. And so this will produce a podcast. I have previously done the Australian curriculum, and I'll just read through this document and read for a certain amount of time to get through. We're on to page 9. The previous page, I think, was principles. I can't really go back to it. And the page 9 is a national approach through partnership. Sports is a complex ecosystem with more than 750,000 not-for-profit organisations, national, state and local levels at its centre. Okay, well, the only thing I can't, you know, when it says at its centre, I have to think, well, then what's on the outside of this? And is it an ecosystem that I think you can say that the clubs, you know, say the soccer federations go up to the soccer council. That's about it. Doesn't seem all that complex to me, but okay. Currently, the system is supported by various entities across all levels of government through the Australian Office of Sport and National Integrity of Sports Unit in the Department of Health, Sport Australia, the Australian Institute of Sport, the Australian Anti-Doping Authority and the Australian Sports Foundation, State and Territory Institutes and Academies, State Sport and Recreation Agency. The Australian Government collaborates with key independent bodies such as the Australian Olympic Committee, the Australian Paralympic Committee and the Commonwealth Games Australia. The system also relies on investment of stadium facility operators, equipment suppliers, private providers, gyms, sports technology companies, wagering operators. How does a wagering operator get... How does a wagering operator... How is that involved in sport? What? Just slip that in. And major events, professional sports, schools, medical professionals, and, of course, volunteers, participants, and high-performance athletes and coaches at the heart of the system. It's critical to the success of Sports 2030 that leadership comes from the top. That's bizarre. That is really bizarre. The Minister of Sport will lead the response to the challenges across the Australian government, with states, territory government, Sports Australia, and with the wider sports industry. Well, you've really got to establish that statement for me. This is a small paragraph. The Minister of Sport will establish an annual government ministerial roundtable to bring together all portfolio ministries who share responsibility in developing sport, physical activities, and who use sport as a vehicle to deliver public policy outcomes. Well, that's a big statement. Why don't we just say that, why couldn't that be said earlier on, that sport is a vehicle to develop public policy outcomes like growing the Australian economy? The roundtable will be supported by an interdepartmental committee on sport, recreation and physical activity. The Minister of Sport, as a member of the Meeting of Sport and Recreation Ministers, MSRM, will lead formal efforts to strengthen the MSRM relationship with the Council of Australian Governments, COAG, pursue a national outcomes and state and territory governments in particular. So this is going to be a sports version of COAGS. So COAGS is where all the states get together and meet with the federal government to work out, thrash things out. So in COAGS already has a COAG Health Council, a COAG Education Council, and a COAG Transport and Infrastructure Council. Okay, so they don't have a COAGS Sports Council. The Australian government will hold an annual sports industry dialogue to discuss opportunities for collaboration and harmonisation across the sector, hosted by the Commonwealth Minister of Sport. Okay, here's a picture, a diagram, and the diagram has sporting ecosystem, and at the top is government, federal, state and local. Federal's in dark. And the federal has Australian Government, Sports Australia, Australian Institute of Sport. They're on the same level. And underneath the Sports Australia is Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority, Australian Sports Foundation. That's a new thing. What is the Australian Sports Foundation? Okay. Local government has state and territory governments, state sports institutes, and local governments. So what... Just calling this an ecosystem is hard to understand. You just put the government on the same tier and level as this. And then you've got underneath, I suppose that's the government. And then there's Australian sporting organisations. National sporting organisations, state sporting organisations, sporting clubs. Wow. Then international sporting movements. Commonwealth Games, Olympic and Paralympic. So, I don't know if that diagram is available. If you go on the internet and try and read, type in sports 230 and dig around, you'll get a PDF and go through this file. Again, what does that diagram actually mean in terms of, rather than mean large amounts of words on the page? It's hard to understand. Sports Australia. Here's the byline. Sports Australia is central to delivering sports to 2030. Is it responsible? It's just central. As a primary agency for sports promotion programs and investment, Sport Australia is a critical link between sports policy and practice, now to include a broader focus on recreation and physical activities. There you go. Did they say focus? Did I see the word focus and broader focus? Oh, yeah, broader focus. It's almost a contradictory diction, isn't it? I was looking for focus somewhere else besides the word broader. A broader scope. Am I supposed to have a broader focus? Oh, a broadened focus. Include a broadened focus. It provides strategic leadership and support to the sports sectors and to the national sporting organisations to help them navigate and succeed the competitive sports landscape. That is, succeed against other organisations or to succeed as an organisation is it the sports that help me succeed, or is it the organization? We've got competing organizations. This will be confusing. Sports Australia's expertise ensures the Australian government's significant investment in sports is to effectively deliver the best outcomes for sport athletes of all Australians. So, they're saying that Sports Australia is the funding go-to body. Is that right? So, if Sports Australia is, you can convince Sports Australia you can get funding. Sports Australia will lead physical activity, participation and high-performance sports in Australia, enabling and empowering sports to embrace and engage more Australians in activity. So it's going to engage those things, will lead physical activity, it's going to lead the physical activity, participation and high association leader. Sports Australia will have its primary focus on sports and the sports sector. Have a primary focus on sport and the sports sector. However, it is able to use the reach and influence of sport and physical activity sectors, local, state and federal government agencies, as well as community and private sectors as partners to drive awareness, inspiration and behaviour change. I'm trying to actually physically understand that. Sport Australia is currently responsible for delivering sporting schools programs for the Australian government. Sports Australia will work with the sector to develop partnerships across government and industries such as health, education, retail, digital and science to create new opportunities for investment in sports. Sports Australia will work with national sporting organisations to encourage all sports to unite with a collective voice that engages corporate and government and philanthropic sectors to deliver more diverse funding options. It will provide a role the sport can play in delivering policy outcomes such as providing organised sports in remote Indigenous communities and promoting greater awareness of mental health initiatives. Now that's really interesting because sport naturally has been broadened. So when anything, there's sport in the drought, sport in mental health, sport and health issues, sports just naturally linking itself that way. I don't know whether it's the marketing organisations. Sports Australia will develop a new strategy, to develop priorities by 2030 forward. The strategy will articulate Sports Australia's role in leading, enabling and investing in sport and physical activity to deliver participation and high performance outcomes. To ensure Sports Australia has the authority and governance to deliver in sports 2030 and future, the Australian Government will undertake a review of the Australian Sports Commission Act of 87 to enable Sports Australia to implement Sports 2030. So, I believe there's no actual direct governance. They're going to look at the issue of governance in there. That will be, the governance will be addressed by looking at it in the Act. There's no actual explanation how it will be done. Now we've got two pages here called Moments in Australian Sports Timeline. And I could read it to you. It's 1858, first AFL played. Then it was 82, 97, 48. The Invincibles tour England and Brabourne plays his final test. Well, there you go. I don't understand. Lyle Rolls wins the Bantam Whirl. So there's Sports Headlines, there's Timeline, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 on this page. In 2000 has the Cathy Freeman, Cadell Evans, and Lisa Cambridge breaks. Okay, I don't understand. This is sports feel good timeline just whacked in here. So I believe that's the end of the introduction. So that feel good. It would probably make sense to other audiences. That didn't make sense to me. Now, this section, a new section called Building a More Active Australia. Okay, there's a whole sheet, page of the 180 was that saying that word. Now it says again, building a more active Australia, more Australians, more active, more often, more. Long-term target. People of all ages should have the opportunity to be engaged in sport and physical activity throughout every stage of their life. Every individual, adult or child, and their community should be able to reap the benefits of active lifestyle to stay mentally active, physically healthy, and reach their personal goals and build social cohesion. This will be achieved by driving sustained participation growth, improving access to community sports facilities, encouraging sports organisations to provide better suited offerings, embedding physical activities within the school day. Okay. Under the strategic priority of building a more active Australia, the Australian Government will promote sport and physical activity participation in the following ways. Okay, building a more active Australia. Drive movement for life through sport and physical activity participation for all Australians. Ensure all Australians have the skills, confidence and motivation to be active and safe in life. Reduce the barriers to physical activities, including swimming, and actively promote incentives for participation. Okay. Coordinated investment in sports and recreation facilities to achieve sustainable outcomes for communities, such with a focus on universal design to ensure sports accessible to all Australians. It just doesn't seem like we're saying we've got a major trend that people are spending more time on digital, more private, their time is fragmented, yet we're going to spend money in a traditional way. The case of a movement, physical and mental benefits from being inactive at all stages in personal life are clear. Despite this, the nation will be moving less than ever. The latest data in Australia tells us physical activity contributes to diabetes, cardiovascular disease, various cancers. Exercise can alleviate the symptoms of depression and even been shown to slow the onset of dementia. Remarkably, inactivity when combined with obesity is now considered the most risky of our nation as smoking. Yeah. Moving less is affecting our waistlines, health and health system. In 2008, it was estimated physical activity cost Australia $13 billion a year in healthcare costs, low productivity and reduced premature mortality. 81% of Australian children are not meeting recommended guidelines. 70% of adults are either sedentary or low levels of physical activity. 2/3 of adults and 1/4 of children are overweight and obese. 2017, it was estimated that sports creates $29 billion of net health benefits each year. They've got a quote, the source one. Nearly 70% of adults are either sedentary or have low-level activities. So to help us work out what 70% is, they've got 70% in the street, a person and a ball, a thing with a couch and a man or woman above the 70%, and then a line going across to the 30%. So they helped us, what's going on? Okay, now. Dear. No, yeah, that's okay. Okay. So they've got physical activity and linked to the burden of disease in Australia. Course 18, diabetes costs 19%, 16% of bowel cancer, 16% of urinary cancer, 14% of dementia, 11% of breast cancer, 11% of heart disease, and 10% of stroke. Research shows an average child in 2015 would finish 250 metres behind the average child of 200 metres in a run at over 1.6 kilometre run. So we're actually slowing down, getting fatter, getting more useless. United Kingdom studies reveal that the least fit child from a class of 30 in 98 would be the fittest, one of the five fittest children in the class of the same age today. Despite lots of evidence showing sport and physical activity play a positive role in children's holistic development as well as their education. Research, now here they've got a heart, a man or woman, a heart going to a little hat. Research shows fitter children have better academic results than children who do not play sport. And children who play sport stay at school longer. Okay. There's a high correlation between playing sport regularly with a child, as a child, and a high lifetime's earnings, which are attributed to life skills sports imparts on younger participants and with teamwork. Fair play and resilience. Children who grow up playing sport are also 10% more likely to remain active as adults. I don't know. This is supposed to be a document. Obviously, if you are sickly, I don't know. It's so hard to work this out. Oh dear. While the health prospects of the youngest Australians are paramount, it's also important to remember Australians' changing demographic. Physical activity can play in supporting better health amongst older Australians. 65 plus in 40 years will be to double. So they're showing a number of men and women. Let's see, 12, and Australia 40 years. An arrow is, oh my God, it's doubled. They've shown 24 pictures. There, this is page 18. Being physically active in older age has significant cardiovascular and metabolic health benefits. It also helps control weight and combat chronic conditions. Endurance and strength and training activities can be used to prevent congestive heart failure, depression, diabetes, osteoporosis, and other conditions affecting older people. Progressive resistance training can slow and even reverse age and disease-related loss of muscle and mass function. Activities involving balance and flexibility can improve stability and reduce risk of falls. To broaden their scope to cope with these factors as well. Beyond the individual and physical mental health benefits, Australia's network of community-based sporting clubs and competitions is a unique source of social capital which helps Australian communities. Check to that one. For example, 92% of Australian adults have interest in sport. 11 million adults and 3 million children participate in sports each year. People who play sport are 44% more likely to have mixed ethnic friendship groups than non-participants. Well, I agree. The rich network of sport clubs and competitions exists across the country, supported by the largest group of volunteers in the country. What I would say is that that broad statement is highly variable from on the ground. Your different sports clubs have different ethoses. So there are some redneck clubs, they're completely redneck clubs. So my finding is that, say, the baseball is, or softball, is completely redneck community. You could not imagine it. And then you've got different clubs. And they are changing over times. Australian government is committed to reducing inactivity amongst Australians by 15% by 2030, which is less than our greenhouse thing. Long-term changes will sport promote, so what long-term changes will sport 2030 promote to increase physical activity? More Australians need to reap positive outcomes in active life. Society must unlock health, social and economic benefits of increased participation in sport and physical activity. Sport in 2030 is about encouraging and supporting all Australians to become more active, particularly people who aren't active enough. Surely. Under Sports 2030, the Australian government will introduce new programs specifically designed to address the complex barriers to participation many people face, such as access, time, cost, as well as minimising injuries and sports recovery. Fund physical activity partners are based on clear agreed sets of outcomes which we will pursue jointly. Continue to support national sporting organisations to lead their networks of organisations to clubs and drive participation in their sports, and collaborate partners across portfolios with state and territory government, local government and non-government organisations and corporate sector, which share our vision of a more active Australia. Oh my God, there's a case study in here, page 21. Big Issue Street Soccer Program. Big Issue Community Street Soccer Program provides 9,000 disadvantaged and marginalised Australians with the opportunity to improve their health and positively change their lives through participation in organised community-based sporting activities. In 2018, this Community Street Soccer Program operates at 16 sites across Australia. The vision is for all homeless, marginalised, disadvantaged Australians to have the opportunity to improve their lives through sports, while also building a healthy community and generating social and economic returns. What? And this is done by using an integrated approach to address issues and combining a variety of focus areas into weekly programs of informal and non-threatening environment. The Australian government provides financial assistance to the program, unlike how they have to tick the economics box. What will Australian government prioritise the coming years to get everybody active? Okay. Movement for life. As people age, the barriers to being active change, but the need to remove remains constant. To help people stay active as they move through their lives, the Australian government will refocus support to reflect on the challenges people face along the life cycle. Successful societies are inclusive societies. Well, it is, but I would say that you look at some of the organisations, they're very protective of their little bit of turf, and it can really get in the way. Yeah, is that a bird there? That's a grouled chap. I think he's gathering firewood up here. Okay, the Australian government will partner with sporting organisations and other physical activity providers which have a national footprint to deliver programs that encourage active, inactive people to undertake more physical activity. This will include people with a disability, people from culturally, linguistically diverse communities, low, medium income households. What about disabled people? Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islanders, people from regional and remote areas, women and girls. What about people who've had heart attacks? God. What about rehab programs? Sport 2030 is about giving Australian children the best start in life by getting them active in ways to support their development, set them up for life, activity and good health. This includes the emphasis on the importance of players as a form of physical activity. It's also about improving Australians of all ages and backgrounds with the opportunities and inspiration to be active in ways that are accessible, affordable and attractive. 28 minutes. Here's a quote line. Every Australian at all stages of life, regardless of gender, ability or ethnicity, and no matter where they live, are able to undertake an exercise they need and want in a safe, fun, inclusive way, whether it is through sport or other types of activity. So, who are the Australians who are the least active? Sports Australia AusPlayer survey tells us Australians are less likely to be active if they are over 65, a person with a disability, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islands, from a culturally linguistic diverse background, from a regional area and live in low-income households. Women and girls are less likely to be active in ways which maintain or improve their health compared to men and boys. The Australian government has long promoted and supported sport and physical activity through the support of national sporting organisations and programs and campaigns targeted for specific population groups, such as Indigenous people through the Indigenous Marathon Project, women and girls through the Girls Make You Move campaign, and people who experience social economical disadvantage through ReClink and the Big Issue Community Street Soccer Program, which got a big billing up here. Oh, I know this chap. Building on existing initiatives, the Australian government will focus on programs and initiatives to target inactive Australians across their life cycle, regardless of gender, race, ability, geography, and wealth. To better target future policy and programs, the Australian government will work across agencies to map the current investment in sport and recreation across all portfolios. Okay, here's a graphic. Movement for life. Early childhood. 0 to 5, childhood 0 to 18, all ages, and then older Australians. And it's got a graphic there. It is one of the, you know, I would mark my own students down if they produce something like that, because it produces no information whatsoever. But page 22. For sport 2030 to be successful, Australians with disability need the opportunity to be able to participate, although we have not mentioned them earlier, in a range of sport and physical activities. It's not good enough for Australians with disabilities, one of the most underrepresented participation groups in the country given their unique and varied requirements. The Australian government will work with community organisations and national sporting organisations to ensure that people with disabilities have greater access to participate in a range of sport and physical activity offerings. Quote, national sporting organisations and traditional sports play a crucial role in getting Australians active and increasing participation levels through their networks, organisations and clubs. A diverse and vibrant sports sector will provide more options for people to be active. Okay. While sport has a great way to become and stay active, it isn't always the preferred option for people who move the least. So Australian government will also be looking beyond sport to engage innovative physical activity partners who can best deliver participation outcomes in line with sport 2030. Sports Australia will partner with organisations which consider the needs of least active Australians when formulating and delivering their activities and services, with guide investment programs which drive positive behaviour and change outcomes. Page 23, and I'm 32 minutes in. Physical literacy. The foundation of movement of a life is physical literacy. Put simply, physical literacy is skills, confidence, motivation to move for life. Critically, it's never too early to ensure every Australian has the necessary physical literacy, which is why Sports 2030 places strong emphasis on early childhood and schools as part of the solution to the inactivity crisis. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.